Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group is describing the killers in the California massacre as supporters of the organization. The group made its first comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast Saturday, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation into the massacre after determining the married couple responsible for the attack at a social services office committed an act of terrorism. Authorities say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terrorist group on social media, but she has not been directly linked to IS. And the FBI says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Saeed Rizwan Farooq, to a terrorist group. But investigators are still not sure if the couple acted on their own or on the instructions of an unknown group. David Chesley is an attorney for the Farooq family.
And all there is thus far is some nebulous thing that somebody looked at something on Facebook. I mean, any one of us may have looked at something on Facebook. It doesn't mean we believe in it.
Journalists allowed inside their boarded-up home Friday saw messy rooms, items left on a bed, including a Quran, and various items for the couple's six-month-old daughter. Iraq on Saturday demanded Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. The statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in the Mosul region for routine training exercises. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces in the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said Friday, evidence indicates the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, including to fight. Children have long been featured in Islamic State propaganda, sometimes touted as cubs of the caliphate. In a recent propaganda video posted on an IS website, six children were featured carrying out the execution of prisoners. As some 300 U.S. soldiers train Ukrainian soldiers at a compound in western Ukraine, the Pentagon is countering reports of old and dilapidated U.S. equipment given to Ukrainian fighters in the country's east. The Pentagon has committed more than $265 million in security assistance to Ukraine since the fighting began. It says U.S. assistance and equipment has made an important impact on operational effectiveness. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis wrote to VOA Friday saying that the U.S. provides Ukraine with the best possible equipment, taking into account available resources and the urgency with which the items are needed. The Washington Post reported earlier this week that a Ukrainian Special Forces unit near the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk was using U.S.-supplied Humvees dating from the late 1980s and early 1990s based on serial numbers on the vehicles. The state of Texas Friday dropped its legal challenges to the U.S. State Department and the International Rescue Committee over the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the state was satisfied with the federal government's assurances of cooperation and information sharing about refugees who would be sent to the state. Legal experts were not surprised by the move, since the state has no authority over immigration or refugee resettlement. And the federal government has been informing the state about the refugee vetting process and the resettlement program. Speaking to VOA, Michael Olivas, a law professor at the University of Houston's Law Center, said the federal government has exclusive authority on these matters. Olivas says the state was also violating the U.S. Constitution as well as its own constitution in attempting to single out one nationality for exclusion. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.